What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. So I do want to point out real quick, whenever you are a starting entrepreneur, those are really the two most important things that you can focus on is the market infiltration and the collaborations. So after pointing that out, my next question becomes, man, you had to get really good at networking, I imagine, to make all of those things happen, to get those collaborations. So how did you go about, did you have a strategic means of making connections to make those opportunities happen?
That's so funny you asked that because, 1,000%, our conversations were everybody had in our group had read this little book that somebody turned us on to, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And that just became our, I don't want to compare it to the Bible because it's, I believe the Bible is the greatest book of all time, but this book became our focus and we lived by it. And we would discuss our strategies when we would go talking to these people because we looked so crazy and we didn't go anywhere. Nobody ever, it was kind of like comparable. I think the idea came from kind of KISS, a little bit like KISS. So everywhere we went, nobody saw us without our look. We didn't undress in front of people. Nobody, if we went out anywhere where people noticed us, where we were going together, we had our look on. And you can see if anybody Googles us, you can see how crazy and weird we look most of the time. But it was crazy like a fox, right? So we would go to these places and people would underestimate us because we looked, kind of stupid. And people would think, oh, these guys don't know what they're doing. But we were ex-police officers. We were educated. We understood what the craziness we were, putting out there in front of people. And when we'd walk into a room, we'd have a great business meeting with a couple billionaires like Lorenzo Fertitta and Frank Fertitta, the guys that bought the UFC. Our first meeting with them was on September 11th, 2001. And as these buildings were crashing down in New York, and it was a very sad day, we were having this incredible meeting in Las Vegas with these guys. And it was just, it was a somber moment, but it was still, we were very focused about what we wanted to get in that meeting. And that was, we wanted to get on the ring, in the ring of the UFC, which absolutely changed the landscape of our company. When we went in there, we said, look, I don't care what we have to do. We don't have our money. We don't have money. So get this. We didn't have money. We didn't have a lot of money. We were making some money, but every penny went back into the company because we were growing 300% a year. So what we did ended up negotiating with them was that we would trade them clothes for the opportunity to have our logo in the ring. And so for 4 years or 5 years, they gave us the logo in the ring for just trading clothes. We would trade clothes for that opportunity. And so we really won because we would give them clothes that they would sell at the event. And in turn, they would make their money. But it was only, we were paying them maybe $3,000 to $5,000. It was like it grew a little bit. We started at three and maybe it turned out to be like 8,000 at the most. And eventually we started paying them cash and big money when we started making money. Eventually in 2006, we started paying them big money, but that's because we could at that time. But at the beginning, we'd pay $3,000 and we'd do that in clothing. So how do you do that? Because you have a great relationship with people and because they believed in us and they were championing us and they wanted us to win. And those are just, being real with people. And it's like the only way I can explain it is those principles that are in How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It was very, very, we were very focused on how we were going to get that done and very genuine in the same way. We weren't trying to be sneaky or anything. We weren't trying to, trick anybody. It was about, we were going in there to have real relationships and we wanted them to be a part of it. and they, those guys specifically, but the fighters too, we had the, we were great friends with all these fighters. You did, I mean, it, this happened across the board. Guys like Chuck Liddell, I would send him a check for $2,000 to wear our clothing in the UFC, and he wouldn't cash the checks. He never cashed a check that we sent him, and we could only afford $2,000. But who does we get? It was still $2,000. He wasn't making a ton of money either in the UFC. You know, he was still an early guy in the whole fighting game, and he helped build the sport. He wasn't making a lot of money when he would fight, but he wouldn't even cash our checks. That's how close we were with these guys. So to me, those relationships are everything.
Man, I really hope that people are taking notes right now, because honestly, you've covered all of the foundational things that any entrepreneur, any business owner needs to be thinking about and needs to be focusing on if they're going to build a business that can last through times like 2020 and who knows how long. I mean, we might still be in 2020 part two. We don't really know yet. Like it might not be over yet, but like focusing on the market infiltration, being in front of the places where your audience is, building the collaborations, and then nurturing those relationships is really how you build a business that can stand the test of anything. So I just hope people are taking notes right now, man.
I hope so too. I mean, it's like we learn these things as we went, but I definitely, we have to credit reading for a lot of our learning, because we didn't understand this space. We'd understood people, because being a police officer, you have to understand people. And I think that's what gave us an edge, is being an ex-police officers. We understood people and how to deal with people and how to not only encourage people, but now, I don't want to say get people to do what you want them to do. Like, that's not what I want to say, but as a police officer, you don't want to have to fight every guy that you come in contact with. And a lot of guys are aggressive, and they have, you know, they have attitudes, and they have machismo, or as we call it. So how do you get them to do what you need them to do without, throwing them on the ground and making them do it? So you have to speak to people in a way that makes them respect you, but also show that you respect them, and come together to make that decision. And we just kind of applied it in our own way, along with the Dale Carnegie principles, and it really changed our business.
Absolutely, man. I love that. And if you haven't read How to Win Friends and Influence, and you're listening to this right now, either go find the audiobook on YouTube or go order you a copy on Amazon, because it will legitimately change the way that you communicate with people, engage with people, and just how you build relationships as a business owner.
I read it every year, every single year. So it's that those principles are that important that I don't think in the years, I can't think of one year, maybe I missed one year where I didn't read it, but I think in the last 20 years, I probably read it every year.
That's insane. I'm not a big reader, but I've just started doing the audiobooks a lot more myself.
I'm 100% audiobooks now. So that's all I listen to. That's all I do now.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.